Things were already tense between Moscow and Washington before the crisis in Ukraine erupted in recent weeks. Now, with Russian troops in control of Crimea and new U.S. sanctions targeting individual Russian officials, it seems hard to imagine that relations could return to normal anytime soon. American officials have long been at odds with the Kremlin over the pro-democracy movement in Ukraine. But in the meantime, all sorts of extremist groups are surfacing there, so argues Michael McFaul. McFaul stepped down as U.S. ambassador to Russia just a couple of weeks ago. He says there are forces in Ukraine opposing Russia that don't have Washington's support.
There are lots of different factions involved in the quote-unquote opposition, and they should be judged by their actions, whether they respect the rule of law, whether they respect the Constitution, and the democratic rules of the game. And those that do not should be excluded from the democratic process. Now, I think it is important for your listeners to understand that when you hear these words Nazis and extremists, these are not the people in power in Kiev. The acting president has been a member of the Rada for many, many years. The acting prime minister is a very respected kind of technocratic leader, also have been an elected official for many, many years. So those are the people that are running Ukraine today, not the so-called Nazi extremists.
We are seeing some pretty nasty tattoos on folks who claim to be allied with those parties.
I'm not going to in any way defend those people. I want to be clear about that. There are extremists in all countries, and they come out of the woodwork when there are nationalistic, you know, things done to the nation. If you're really worried about nationalists becoming stronger in Ukraine, don't invade Ukraine, because that's what happens when you do that. That said, people that don't abide by the democratic process and democratic rules have to be excluded. The majority of Ukrainians, the vast majority of Ukrainians, believe the same thing.
Do you get the impression, Ambassador, that President Obama really understands Vladimir Putin and the Russian perspective on this? We all seem to be, I mean, both our countries, the West and Russia seem to be talking past each other.
I think he has a very clear view of Putin, his worldview. It's not a worldview he shares, and he tries to push him in a different direction. But it's not out of naivete or some misunderstanding of Russia that we have the crisis we have right now. It's because of the actions of Vladimir Putin.
Okay, so what next? I mean, I know from what you've said that you would want Putin to take a different course of action, but he has done what he's done. Crimea has made the vote. It seems next to impossible for anyone to just say, you know, sorry, just kidding, let's go back to where it was. So where do we go from here?
I'm worried about eastern Ukraine. I don't think the assumption that this is the end and that we're going to move into some kind of stable equilibrium, I think it's way too soon to think that. The violence over the last several days in eastern Ukraine, maybe it was provoked by Russians, I don't know, but it's real, and there could be further reactions to that. That step, having Russia get involved militarily in eastern Ukraine, would be a true tragedy, because you would have war in Europe again. And I'm worried about that. And I think Europe and the rest of the world should also be worried about that.
If Putin would go into Crimea, does that suggest he would do anything?
I do know from past historical experiences that little events can trigger unintended consequences and can escalate and spin out of control rather rapidly in tense moments like this when you have men with guns involved. And that's what I worry about. Somebody dies, somebody reacts, and with all the fervor in Russia right now that we need to protect our fellow Russians in Ukraine, one can easily see how that could trigger a military response. And that would be a disaster for Russia, for Ukraine, for all of Europe. And so we need to do all we can to prevent that next step.
Michael McFaul stepped down as U.S. ambassador to Russia just a couple of weeks ago. He's now at Stanford University. Thank you so much.
Sure. Thanks for having me.